Hi, I'm Guy Kawasaki. I am the chief evangelist of Canva and also the creator of the Remarkable People podcast. Welcome to the Qualcomm podcast, from 5G and AI to XR and IoT. Qualcomm is creating the newest technologies to connect you and transform industries across the globe. I'll be taking you behind the scenes so you can hear about these exciting innovations in tech right now from the source. I'm Guy Kawasaki, and I'll be filling in for PJ as your host for today's episode. Thanks for listening. I have the distinct honor of interviewing the president of Qualcomm on the Qualcomm podcast. Wrap your mind around that. Qualcomm asked me if I'd be interested in discussing 5G. And of course, the answer to that is yes, because I just cannot wait until the world is covered with 5G. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be your host. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about 5G, what's exciting about it, the various ways that we think it's going to change the world, how it can bolster new opportunities for entrepreneurship, and how it can make our lives better during this pandemic. So my guest is Qualcomm President Cristiano Amon. He started at Qualcomm in 1995 as an engineer and worked his way up. Right there, you got to give him props. He started as an engineer and now you're the boss. I love that. He's responsible for the oversight of all activities related to Qualcomm's semiconductor business. In other words, he's the big cheese. He's involved with everything from smartphones to other devices like laptops and XR viewers, and of course, 5G. Welcome to your show, Cristiano.
Hey, Guy. Very happy to have you on a Qualcomm podcast. Very happy to talk to you. Thank you for doing this. And this is a very exciting topic for Qualcomm as we think about the future, as we think about 5G.
That's great. So, you know, not everybody listening to this may know enough about Qualcomm. So can you give us the 30-second pitch of Qualcomm?
Absolutely. I'll be happy to do that. Qualcomm is probably one of the largest companies that nobody knows about it, but it's probably part of, you know, your daily life. We are in, for as an example, we are in, our technology is in every single smartphone, which is our inseparable devices right now, and that we spend a lot of time with them. A little bit about our company. We're the leading wireless innovator. We've been the company behind creating the fundamental technologies that end up making 3G a reality, 4G a reality, 5G a reality, in addition of developing those radio communications technologies. We also have been doing semiconductor chipsets, and our chips today power the absolute majority of the smartphones you know, in the planet. And as mobile continues to expand, you know, you'll find a lot of our chips into the Wi-Fi routers of, you know, many houses, I think, in enterprises, you know, throughout the industry, in automobiles with the connected cars, and soon in the Internet of Things as we connect everything to the Internet.
Wow. Well, how about painting the picture for us about what the 5G landscape is right now, 2020?
Look, I'll tell you, 5G, it's happening right now. I think the story right now in 2020 has been great. It's continued to move very, very fast. In China, an example, I think more than 50% of all devices sold are 5G. We're getting to incredible price points, which will allow pretty much everyone to have a 5G device. And we have now over 90 operators in 300, you know, we have 90 operators with 5G service and 300 more building it. So we're going to see this coming at a very fast speed, and it's going to be a great opportunity for innovation. It's very simple, but in a way, it's very powerful. The elevator pitch of 5G. This is a technology that has been designed and developed to connect everything to the cloud 100% of the time. It's about connecting you with virtually unlimited speeds.
When you say, quote, very high speed, what does that mean?
As an example, right? Today, when when you look at the mobile phones that are being launching today, right? And with the technology that's being deployed today, and we're just at the very beginning of 5G, you're starting to see now, if you look at the United States, using, for example, the millimeter wave frequency band, we're seeing average, not peak, average download speeds at 11 times higher of what you could do with 4G. And in terms of speed performance, the peak data rates, we're seeing 5G now achieving in those bands speeds on your smartphone of 3 gigabits per second. So that's what we're talking about, high speed. And it is.
Wait. 3 gigabits per second up, yes, and down?
Yes, 3 gigabits per second down, and soon up and down. So you're starting to see, you know, multiple hundreds of megabits getting to a gigabit in the up speed, but it's going to get there to be symmetrical both up and down. Let's say you go to a concert, or let's say that you go to the Super Bowl, okay? And then you're going to try today with 4G with your cell phone within that concert or the Super Bowl to take a picture or make a recording of a video and send it to Instagram. And you can't because it's congested. In 5G, you can see a scenario with everyone there in that stadium will be able to have enough bandwidth in speed, in latency, which is response time, to send and receive data.
I went to a Chainsmokers concert at the Warriors Pavilion, and there was 5G there, and it was remarkable. And I have gone to many sporting events where, you know, you go in and you want to take a picture at the Sharks game or something, and you just can't do it. You cannot do it. And I will tell you that the first place you should put 5G, if you really want the word to spread, this is post-pandemic, is South by Southwest. Because, oh my God, South by Southwest, where you have 100,000 nerds there trying to use AT&T or Verizon, in today's world, wow. But this world you described, that's a whole different ballgame.
No, but that's just the beginning. On the consumer side, like I think something as simple as sharing a video. But there's a lot of applications in the automotive sector, in industrial manufacturing, in the future of the new enterprise, right, post-pandemic, that this technology will come and it will transform. And I'll be happy to give you examples about all those different industries.
So in automotive, in a world with 5G, so now cars can easily talk to each other, and cars can talk to the traffic light, and cars can talk to anything, right? I mean, that we could, if two cars were talking to each other with 5G, couldn't they be much closer together and still be safe?
So let's build on this example, because it's a great example of a 5G transformation. And I'll say the automotive industry probably spend the past 2 to 3 decades, right, connecting, using electronics to connect the car within itself. But now with 5G is about connecting the car to the cloud. And when you connect the car to the cloud, you have this industry transform entirely. But let's say that guy likes to drive and you're behind the wheel. But now your navigation system, which today what you see a map and you see your car moving on with position location moving on the map. But with 5G, your car now can communicate with the other cars. So now you populate your map with the position of all the other cars in the road and the intersection. Now your car, the other cars that you can connect to, they're moving. So you have their speed represented in the map, how they move. And then based on machine learning, you can predict possible directions of traffic. Then what else? Well, the pedestrians, they have phones. So the cars communicate with their phones as well. And provided that you not left your house without your phone, you're going to be populated in the map and you see all the pedestrians and what they're doing. And then you can also communicate with the intersection and you get information ahead of time of what's happening in the intersection. think about how much safer it's going to be just to think about you driving, the information that your navigation system has, and process that using machine learning and tell you where to pay attention, possible alert on an intersection, a car approaching at two speed, a pedestrian with possible intention to cross for you to reduce your speed. It's incredible. Now you add to all of those capabilities, you can remove the driver and you add more sensors and you have, you know, autonomy. So, and that's just one vector of change of the automotive industry with 5G. Let me give you the other one. The other one, it's beyond safety. The car can become, to some extent, a television and for your rear seat entertainment, and the car company is a cable operator. Because now with the 5G bandwidth to the car, you can have any channel you want. You can have any streaming of mainstream gaming. When you think about things like Xbox Cloud and Google Stadia, you have a console in the car now. And on top of that, you can have services that can, you know, be sold to the car. I have car companies, they're telling us for the entry-level cars with 5G, the service revenue on the car is already more than the profit of selling the car, which in turn could subsidize the car sales. Think about a transformation created by 5G.
When I was a Macintosh software evangelist, I think that the killer app that really saved Apple, literally saved Apple, was Aldus PageMaker. Aldus PageMaker created desktop publishing. Desktop publishing was the first market that Macintosh truly penetrated and was successful. So since then, you know, I think everybody in Silicon Valley is in search for the killer app. So what do you think will be the killer app of 5G?
That's a fascinating question. And we're going to have different killer apps as 5G continue to develop and matures. But I wanted to caveat the answer by telling you that there are many, many things that are yet to be invented, and we're not going to be able to predict them all. This is one of the great things about what we do at Qualcomm, because we have to come up with a technology that has to last more than a decade. And a practical example of this is, you know, what happened with the phone space when 4G arrived and everybody were holding to their BlackBerries trying to understand what to do with this technology, right? So we can't really know everything. There's many things to be invented, but we already have visibility to some incredible things. And I'm gonna go walk you to the timeline. So very short period of time, what you're gonna see is what you just described it. Less congestion, more speed, more performance to what you do every day. But then you started to see some habit changes happening. When 4G arrived, the speed was fast enough that no matter where you were, you could stream music. As a result, people don't have CDs anymore, don't listen to CDs anymore. That's going to happen to both video consumption in 4K resolution as well as video creation. So that's going to change big time. Also, storage of photos, high definition photos going straight to the cloud. Those things are going to be more the norm. And you're going to have video as pervasive as music today. That's just the first step. The second thing you're going to see is a killer app. 5G devices will collapse the market between, gaming consoles and casual mobile gamers. It's going to be one market because phones are going to become part of the mainstream gaming, and you're going to have access to a multitude of content because of gaming streaming with 5G and the low latency of 5G for multiplayer gaming. So there's going to be a big change in the gaming industry. Those are kind of consumer-centric things. But then we're going to still stay in the consumer side. We're going to see the evolution of social media. Because of the speed and because of the latency, you can go from the initial social experience that you have to something called virtual presence. And I want to make a point about this because we're just living it in the pandemic. We have so many of those Teams and Zoom calls that today, if you just call somebody on the phone, it feels like something is missing. And you do have, you're getting used to this experience, right? Seeing somebody talking. And that's going to become the norm. I mean, how you think about voice calls, but you can do this with much higher resolution and interactivity. So to create it almost like virtual presence, and it's going to drive the evolution of the social networks with 5G.
So it seems that this opens up a blue ocean, green field, whatever metaphor you want to use, for entrepreneurship. I mean, you're going to make things possible that could not have been done before. And two guys in a garage, two gals in a garage, a guy and a gal in a garage, they're going to come up with some app that we never thought of. We never thought of PageMaker, by the way. Somebody else thought of PageMaker. So what are the ramifications for tech entrepreneurs when 5G has arrived?
Look, it's more than that. We're betting on it. We're betting that that's going to happen. We're betting that this is going to be one of the biggest platforms for innovation of mankind. And I'll tell you, this is not a small, quotable thing, because I would argue the smartphone today is mankind's largest development platform. You know, there's nothing like it. And because 5G is going to go just beyond phones into all of the other industries, it actually has enormous potential. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be one of the greatest, I think, opportunities for the digital economy to really flourish and across a number of different industries. You're going to transform and reignite retail. You're going to transform and reignite energy. You know, like I said, examples are countless. And you're going to see also a separation between the countries that have advanced their 5G agenda. There'll be a separation in the countries that are going to have more of an innovation-driven economy versus the ones that don't.
So you are discussing, in a sense, something as big as the Industrial Revolution, the Computer Revolution, the Internet Revolution. This is not just internet better. This is a different curve, right?
Absolutely correct. And the history kind of point us to that, right? But because of 4G, right? And the United States, for example, was one of the first nations. There are others as well, like Korea, and then later Japan. But it wasn't the first nations to build a nationwide 4G network. That was the Verizon Wireless. And I'll argue, because of the 4G infrastructure, what you saw happen in Silicon Valley and what you see happen with some of the tech companies is incredible. I will argue there will be no Instagram without 4G and the smartphone. There will be no Uber. There will be no Airbnb. There will be none of those other things. But the difference now is that 5G is no longer unique to the telecommunications industry. It's changing cars. It's changing, you know, the enterprise, and with the cloud computing and the IT moving to the cloud, is changing how you think about manufacturing with 5G connected robots, and moving the paradigm from what used to be the biggest competitive advantage to build a gigantic factory in Asia to now smaller, flexible factories all controlled by the cloud. So there's so many potential for transformation. That is exactly it. 5G will be the ingredient to drive the Industrial Revolution 4.0 as well as the new digital economy. And that's why there's so much conversation about 5G.
How can 5G impact a pandemic? What can be done with 5G in the midst of a pandemic? This one or the next one, you know. But how will 5G make surviving a pandemic easier?
This is a great topic of conversation right now. So, and I really like this, opportunity to analyze things that we all been through during the pandemic, and then try to think about it. What would happen if we had a mature 5G network? So I'm always, optimist about things. And I would argue that, like, this pandemic is a very challenging situation we're all living in. But like everything in life, you know, as we go through this, we're going to hopefully soon get rid of the bad, but we're going to keep the good. And one thing that is incredible is what usually take 5 years, if not 10 years, for technology to make progress. We saw that happen in about 3 months. So telemedicine, ready or not, you're going to have it, right? Remote education, ready or not, you're going to have it. And this, and companies have to connect their employees. All of those things happen. And because of connectivity and because of broadband, we'll be able to continue to connect to each other. We'll be able to remain productive. But it brought to the surface the potential of technology and the importance of that technology, even for the economy, for example, to become more resilient. And with that mindset, here's some of the examples of what 5G could do in the pandemic. So in the when you think about the whole concept of remote medicine, right? And I'll give you a very cool example. One of our customers, when 5G started in Korea, one thing that they developed for thinking of a completely different use case, they were thinking about, sports enthusiasts. They developed a wearable 5G camera that could wear around your neck, and it would take 360 video in high definition. And the idea was, if you're doing some, mountain biking, if you're doing any other sports, you can wear this, and you'll be able to broadcast yourself to people that, wanted to watch you on YouTube. That camera is being used in different locations in China, in Korea, in the ICU, where first responders can relate 4K video, what's happening in the ICU, to a panel of doctors that can remotely monitor this. In the British Telecom in the UK had a trial of a 5G connected ambulance that if you have the ability to, when the first responders arrive on site, and you put someone in need of care in the 5G ambulance, you have the ability to do high definition, image exams, send that information in real time to doctors that can have enough precision to analyze this and help already do the diagnosis of what needs to be done while you're in the ambulance. So the applications are countless when you think about applying the technology. And then the other example I like to give is the whole thing about working from home. Companies had on a moment's notice send their employees home. Like we've been very fortunate to be in the telecom business, and we're doing great, even though the majority of our employees are working from home. And they quickly realized they need to connect other people, they need to connect other assets. And whatever paper you have with you in your office, you can now get to it. So you better be on the cloud. Your team must be in the cloud, and you must be connected to the cloud. So if you think about 5G in its essence as connecting you in a reliable manner to the cloud 100% of the time, the impact of companies to react to those things, it's tremendous. And I think this pandemic and anything kind of underscores the many opportunities that exist for technology to continue to, I think, improve not only, how the companies gain productivity, but, the companies and the society in general become more resilient.
Cristiano, I have to say that I am surprised that your background is engineering, because I think you are an evangelist by birth. I mean, this is a very evangelistic kind of podcast. I don't think you dropped one acronym. Well, 5G is an acronym in a sense, but you certainly, weren't talking about speeds and feeds the whole time. So I think the people listening to this are going to be fascinated. And how can you not look forward to this? It's going to be a game changer, and I don't use that term loosely. Not that many things have changed the game, but this clearly will change the game. So how can people hear more from you, follow what you're doing, follow what Qualcomm is doing?
Oh, look, first of all, thank you for the compliment coming from you. It means a lot to me, so I really appreciate it. If you want to know more about what I'm doing, I think you can follow me on Twitter at Cristiano Amon.
All right. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. And I look forward to just rocking with 5G.
Awesome. Very happy to talk to you about that today.
Thanks for listening to the Qualcomm Podcast. If you haven't already subscribed, you can do so via SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or Google Podcast. And by the way, our friends at Legal really want you to know that Guy Kawasaki's participation was sponsored by Qualcomm Technologies Incorporated, and that references to Qualcomm may be Qualcomm Incorporated, Qualcomm Technologies Incorporated, and/or its subsidiaries. Until next time.